This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today attended the Viva Tech 2026 alongside French President Emmanuel Macron. Speaking at the event, he highlighted India's rapid technological transformation, stronger India-EU cooperation, and the growing role of innovation in solving global challenges.
2026 is a special year for India and Europe. At the beginning of the year, we concluded the historic India-EU Free Trade Agreement. This agreement will expand our trade and investment, and it will open up many pathways for the exchange of talent, technology, and tourism.
Earlier, Prime Minister held a series of high-level meetings with leading French business leaders in Paris as part of efforts to deepen India-France economic and industrial cooperation. Speaking to Akashvani after the meetings, top executives highlighted growing opportunities in India and announced plans for deeper engagement with the country. Our correspondent covering the Prime Minister's visit reports that discussions focusing on manufacturing, artificial intelligence, sustainability and maritime infrastructure.
SEMCOBA Chairman and CEO Bernard Bazin said India is emerging as a major manufacturing and export hub for the Asia-Pacific region. He highlighted the company's investment in low-carbon technologies and energy-efficient building solutions to support India's net-zero goals. Mistral AI CEO Arthur Mensch said the company is keen to strengthen support for Indian languages, expand AI research partnerships, and explore greater collaboration on sovereign AI. He also indicated plans to expand the company's presence in India. CMS CGM Chairman and CEO Rodolphe Sade said India is rapidly developing as a hub for green shipbuilding. He welcomed company's decision to build 6 LNG-powered vessels in partnership with Indian shipyards and said discussions with the Prime Minister also covered logistics, ship recycling and deep sea port development. The meetings underscored growing economic and technology cooperation between India and France. This is Mahesh Sopre, Akashwani News, Paris, France.
The Prime Minister also met CEO of Alstom, Martin Sion. In a social media post, the Ministry of External Affairs said that the discussions between them focused on opportunities in mobility and railway modernization. The Prime Minister is scheduled to address members of the Indian community during a special diaspora event this evening. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan today chaired a high-level review meeting to assess preparations for NEET UG re-examination scheduled on Sunday. During the meeting, the minister stressed the need to maintain the highest standards of integrity, transparency, and efficiency in the examination process. He directed all concerned authorities to remain vigilant and ensure all necessary arrangements for the free and fair conduct of the re-examination. The government recorded substantial growth in the coverage and delivery of scholarship benefits to eligible scheduled caste or SC students during the current financial year. The Ministry of Social Justice and Empowerment said that under the post-matric scholarship scheme for SC students, the centre released more than 6,208 crore rupees, reaching over 47 lakh students. While in pre-matric scholarship scheme for SC and others, the government has disbursed more than 562 crore rupees, benefiting over 26 lakh students. The UAE has approved a major new regulation setting the minimum age for social media use at 15 years, a sweeping move aimed at strengthening child protection in the digital space. The decision was taken by the UAE cabinet, chaired by Sheikh Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum. A landmark memorandum of understanding between the United States and Iran has come into effect, bringing an immediate halt to nearly 4 months of direct conflict and opening a 60-day window for negotiations on a comprehensive peace settlement. In FIFA World Cup 2026, Czechia will take on South Africa in Group A clash at Atlanta Stadium in United States tonight. The match is scheduled to begin at 9:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. Later, Switzerland will face Bosnia and Herzegovina in Group B match at Los Angeles Stadium in United States at 12:30 a.m. Indian Standard Time. And that is the end of this news bulletin.